Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I am excited tonight because I know the person that I'm about to interview. I've known her for a long time. Let me tell you a little bit about her. As St. Paul's Rondo neighborhood continues to grow, a new candy shop is hoping to do more than supply someone's sugar fix. The store is part of a larger plan to provide both a place to go for local children and a spark to help the community blossom in years to come. Dr. Aretta Ree Johnson is the owner of the Tooth Fairy Candy Store and the founder of the Divine Institute. Divine is an acronym. And she explains her process now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. How are you, Dr. Aretta?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to have you on tonight. And I love the name of the store, the Tooth Fairy Candy Store. Tell us how it all came to be.
Well, I think we started planning it somewhere near the end of the pandemic. And when I say we, the girls that reside in our group home, and it came from me writing my dissertation, talking about Black women entrepreneurs in my dissertation. And then I was thinking with the girls one day, just talking to them, I said, why do we have to wait until, you know, they're women? Why don't we start with girls in entrepreneurship? And so we started talking, and I had told them about a vision about a Willy Wonka chocolate factory for kids in the Twin Cities, if I could ever create such space. And here we are after just talking near the end of the pandemic. It came to fruition, the Tooth Fairy Candy Store.
Okay, so first of all, it's such a sweet thing, and I don't mean to be coy, but honestly, it's something that children are going to be really excited about, first of all. Is this something that would be open all year long, or would you say you're looking more at summer and spring and maybe fall?
At this point, we are looking for all year long. We have a season, so the summer season, we're open from 2:30 to 7:30. And then when winter or fall comes, we'll start from 3 to 6 p.m. And we're also being flexible because as the demands, you know, we sort of as an entrepreneur, you got to look at the demands of the industry and if people are coming, how frequent and things like that.
Right. This is old school. I mean, this is what people, you know, there are older people that will want to come to this toy. I mean, not toy, but this candy shop, because it reminds us of our childhood, right? I mean, yes. I'm going to come and I'm going to buy one piece of candy. I ain't lying. You hear me? You hear me? One piece of candy, sister girl. That's all I'm going to do. But I tell you, Aretta, knowing that these children are going to love this, has the building been chosen? Has it all, is it ready to go?
Yeah, it's ready to go. We opened April 26th this year, 2023, and we've been open since. We've had some little hiccups and things like that due to some construction in the Rondo area, but now our sales are coming back up to where we were in the beginning.
Yeah. Okay, so Divine Institute, tell me about that, and how does this also work with the whole Rondo neighborhood and this candy store?
So DIVINE is an acronym for Developing Interest Vital in Nurturing Education. And it came from me as a housewife seeing my children's vocabulary or listening to my children's vocabulary and needing something for them to do in the summertime. We were middle class, so we didn't get any free or subsidies for the kids to go to summer programming, and we weren't well off enough to pay for them to go to the Y or anywhere. So I said, I'll create my own, and boom, here we go. And so by 2015, it had really taken off. I started it in my home. Then we went to the basement of my church, and it still exists in my church. Our summer program just started last week on Monday, July 11th, and that's where we teach children 9 to 17 advanced vocabulary words. And so that's sort of how it grew. It grew from in 2015, parents started asking me, would I open a school? Would I do this? Would I do that with their kids? And after some, you know, reflection, I decided, and because of my mother, I said, opening a group home. And then the group home led to other things, and the Tooth Fairy was one of the other things that that we started doing.
You know, it's interesting because your family, your entire family, has a whole lot of entrepreneurs in it, right? It's almost as though you guys were raised to be, first of all, you're singers. You've been singers for a long time, but you also are entrepreneurs. Tell us about how that has inspired you to get to the point where you have a candy store.
Well, yeah, if you just look at the history of the building where our candy store is, that building was gifted to my uncle, the late Reverend Dr. Walter Leroy Battle, when his camp, his youth camp, burned down in
not
Grand
Jamaica,
Rapids.
Bahamas. What was that when it burned down?
No, it was in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
And he was.
Yes, and Ball Club was the little city town up there, and then a guy by the name of Edward Ham. I think Ham Bury heard about the camp being burned down and gifted that building to my uncle. My uncle died, and my mom had been working side by side with him, and she had her piece by piece quilt shop in there. So all I'd seen my entire life was them doing nonprofit work, and I just, the bug bit me. And but I had another I just had another spin or take on it. I was interested in youth and their vocabulary and their education, because I know that two things are quintessential to us as folk, black folk, and that is God and education. So if I figured if I could give them education, maybe they could see the God in me. I don't know. So when that nonprofit bug bit me, I was in a position when my mom died 2 years ago to purchase the building, even though it had been gifted to my family for many years. Mr. Ham had died, and his children inherited his property, but they was like, nope, we're not giving a handout, but they gave us first right of refusal, and I was in a position to purchase the building. So that place at 861 Selby, where the Tooth Fairy Candy Store resides, has a long history of entrepreneurship in it.
Now, I understand that you decided to name yourself Fairy Godmother.
Yeah.
That's so you, Aretta. That is so you.
Yeah.
Are you sticking with that?
Yeah, I'm sticking to it. That's it. Because, one, I've had a love for girls for so many years. And then I had the opportunity to open up. I have two group homes called Divine. They're called Divine Intervention. I have one in Minneapolis and one in St. Paul. And the girls, whatever, I tell the girls whatever they need me to be, I will be that. So sometimes they call you auntie, mama, grandmom or whatever, but I said, until you figure it out, I'll be your fairy godmother. And so that's what I try to be for girls in community. Just try to be that void, that vacuousness that they feel sometimes out there as displaced individuals. See what I can do to impact their lives in a meaningful way.
Are these black children or children of all colors?
Well, they're black children. I think 95% of the children that I serve are black female. And but we don't turn anyone down.
Well, that's good to hear, because there are so many things that our young people, especially young girls, need to be taught. I remember growing up in Church of God in Christ was the denomination I was a part of. You know it well. and I have to tell you, you know, we went to church from, you know, 8 in the morning until 3 p.m. And then you go home and some preachers come by to eat. And before you know it, you back at church at 6 o'clock, you know, just ready to hear, you know, young people's willing worker. And you just, it keeps going, right? At the same time, we learned so much about ourselves. We learned how etiquette was taught to us and so much more. I look at young people today, especially in the churches, you don't necessarily see this. So I'm thrilled that you're doing this. Not only is it a candy store and you are the fairy godmother, but but bottom line is that it is something that these girls will look at and say, she was the one that introduced me to this. And we have so many women in this, in the great Twin Cities, that are doing this all over the place. So knowing that you have this is great. Are there any certain types of parties or anything like that that you are offer for the young people when they come into the Tooth Fairy candy store?
Not necessarily a party, but we do offer, because you know, the sweets, we got the sweet tooth, of course, and but candy can be bad for you, especially with the health disparities in our community and diabetes and things like that. So one of the things I try to do is we give out, we're partnering with some dental offices, and we're giving out toothbrushes, toothpaste, and dental floss. So I don't necessarily offer a party, but and one of the other things we are trying to offer is, if a child comes in with a loose tooth, we got this little tooth fairy bag for them to put on their pillow. And if the parents want to, they can rent the tooth fairy for an evening and we'll come and put
That's awesome.
I'll never forget. I have a niece and her father forgot to put $5 under her pillow. And she woke up and said, "What happened? The tooth fairy didn't show up." "Daddy, what happened? That's your job."
Exactly.
That's amazing. This sounds like a lot of fun. How many children are allowed to be in the space at one time?
When we had our grand opening, oh my God, it was so packed in there. So I haven't put a cap on the capacity. I'm sure the fire department might have something to say about that. But I would think up to 7 to 10 kids at one time we could handle.
So your personal mission, I want to make sure I mention this, to devote myself to seeking knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to live a life worthy of bearing fruit. That's beautiful.
Yes, to bear fruit. You know, if I'm not, I was telling somebody, just last week, if the resources I have, they're not mine to keep, they're mine to share, they're mine to give out. And so if I'm trying to bear fruit by, you know, impacting these girls' lives in a way, like you said, that years down the road, you know, sometimes you're planting and watering, but only I think God can give the increase. I might not see the increase in my lifetime, but I'm hoping in 10, 20 years, these girls will say, "Wow, I remember this, and she made a difference," or Divine Institute made a difference in my life.
So, you know, if you tell me it's girls, right, then I think that they're 5 years old and older. However, are you talking to young adults? Are you talking to teens? Are you inviting them to be a part of it?
Yeah. So the girls, it's getting a little convoluted in that. So because I have a few different programs going on concurrently. So,
you mean like the Summer Institute, the Divine Intervention? My God, Critical Conditioning, Bout That Life, Hey Pretty, Verbal Advantage, Scholars Hall. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. What is that? Yeah.
You touched on yes, ma'am a little bit. That's a huge part of who we are. I love trying to teach kids about etiquette, because I love taking the girls out to eat, but nobody has sat down with these young women and taught them that you only need two fingers to hold the chicken, or the, you know, you don't need all 12 or 15 of your fingers. That's a joke, of course. But, you know, just teaching them not holding things with two hands. Sometimes girls come in and they got both hands full trying to eat. No, you just need one hand. Put one in your lap. This is your napkin. You know, just teaching them things like that. So when they start dating, you know, they can have some etiquette about themselves. So, yeah, I'm huge on that. And that's our program called Yes, Ma'am.
Yeah, and it's not just about dating. It's also about, you know, going to see the world, traveling more, that sort of thing. They need the etiquette in order to make sure they know what they're doing when they get there. When they get to college, they need to know it all. I'm so happy that you're doing that. And if you need my help on that, let me know. I am very excited that you know a lot about this and that you're really spreading this all over the place. And these children, as young as well as teenagers, do you have teenagers as well?
Yes. So the group home, which is called the intervention, we start at age 12 there and go up to 17. However, if the girls are still in school, I can keep them up to 21 or even 24 years old. And we did buy that building at 861 Selby at some point. I have six apartments in there, and the girls that are in our program will be able to rent those apartments out too, so we can have some kind of independent living program for them as well. About that life.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of these young people need to learn how to write a value statement, a personal value statement, you know, so that they know who they are and who they are going to become, or at least work at it. You know, that's a whole nother thing. This is really impressive what you're doing, and I congratulate you on it. If people want more information about who you are and about not only just the candy store, but so much more, where do they go?
Well, they can go to divineinstitute.org, D-I-V-I-N-E, institute.org. Or I can also give out our phone number. Our main office number is 651-447-5120. I'll
give
say
me
it
that
again.
One more time. Yes.
651-447-5120.
It has been a pleasure having you on, Aretta. Congratulations on your endeavors, especially trying to really open up these children and help pour more into them that they will need to succeed in the future. So well done, dear. Well done.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Tell your family hello for me, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.